Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Ooh, I feel like actually there's kind of a lot to get to here. First of all, I want to start by saying if you are an essential worker who's still out and about and doing your job, we actually want to hear from you. This is something that we're thinking about doing somewhat regularly, just checking in with listeners and how they're dealing with what's going on in the world, and especially the people who still have to go out into the world and deal with people face to face. So if you're one of those people, let us know how you're doing it and what's going on with you. And we will, in exchange, we'll put you on the air for a minute. You can say hi to your friends and family and just have a second to be on the radio and toot your own horn or whatever you want to talk about. Send an email to Bryn@RadioAlice.com. Tell us about your essential job. And don't forget to include your phone number so we can call you from the studio. About 8 o'clock, I think we're going to do.
Haven't gotten too many, really. I've gotten a few, but this one I really like here, she's not available until after 8:30. Paramedic. I'm like, maybe we'll push it to 8:30 if you know.
Yeah, that's the best one. It doesn't matter when we do it. We can, whenever works. But I thought that was a cute idea. We've been saying, you know, not all heroes wear capes, and these are our capeless heroes. We just want to do just a little segment. It's nice to check in with people and see it, especially today. We don't, for some reason, our text thing isn't working. Our text setup.
Well, when you buy your text machine out of the back of a car in a parking lot in Oakland, you may expect to suffer some problems for that discounted rate. I think next time we should maybe buy from a more reputable dealer.
Well, you're always thinking. So since we can't get those, feel free to email us, Sarah or Vinny or Bryn, B-R-Y-N, @RadioAlice.com. We still want to hear from you. And that's, you know, an easy way to get a hold. I mean, it's not as easy as, you know, just yapping into your phone with a text. But if you've got thoughts, we want to hear them. And we'll get those distributed.
I can see Susan Larkin now buying our texting machine program out of the back of a brown piece of crap Volare in some parking lot.
She has like a sweatshirt and she's got a cap pulled down low and some looking shifty both ways.
Right.
I'll take it.
Good job, Susan.
Yeah. Let's get into the trash here. And by the way, one other just quick note. If you're looking for official updates on this whole quarantine, COVID-19, the whole thing, text COVID-19SF to 888-777. Those are official updates, not us telling you our thoughts. That is anytime there's official news, anytime there's official directives, maybe you'll get the good news that way. But, you know, suddenly everything's back to normal. I don't know. I'm trying to be hopeful. COVID-19SF to 888-777. That is where you can get official updates on the situation. I'm going to start with Michelle Obama. She's sharing her family's quarantine routine.
Much like
the rest of the world, they're figuring out ways to keep busy and all live together during the coronavirus pandemic. So she talked to Ellen DeGeneres about this. Were you able to find that call?
I was.
Let's hear it right from her mouth.
There's a decent amount of background noise just because it's in Ellen's living room, on FaceTime. So here it is.
We're just trying to, structure our days. I mean, everybody's home. Girls are back because, you know, colleges are now online. So they're off in their respective rooms doing their online classes. And I think Barack is, I don't know where he is. He was on the phone. He's on conference call. I just got finished with the conference call. But
y'all are busy.
We're just trying to, you know, just keep a routine going. But we also got a little Netflix and chilling happening.
Sure.
What are you guys doing?
Same thing, but I just want to apologize, or not apologize, it's not my fault, but just my condolences that the kids are home because you were expressing how happy you were that they were gone.
I know. I know. I shouldn't have boasted about that.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the gods were getting me back.
Right.
Do they bought a place like on Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard or something, but I think they also have a Hawaii place. I wonder where they're hunkered down.
Yeah.
She didn't say exactly where they were at, but I'm sure someplace, you know, fabulous.
I actually thought about that yesterday, and I didn't then go look it up, but I wonder if Hawaii is dealing with this less than we are.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about what Hawaii's doing.
Right. Alaska has a similar, maybe even better ability to not just self-quarantine, but to, why can't I think of the social distancing term?
There it is.
Every time I'm trying to access it. Anyway, Alaska's got an easier time of that, but I'm thinking Hawaii hasn't dealt with this nearly as much as everybody else.
I wonder if the people who were there for tourism, retreated to their homes and took what, and then they stopped air traffic from coming in there, possibly. I don't know. I mean, what, you know, that
they have a stay at home order now.
They do have a stay at home order.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so there must be some cases there.
State, so.
Say that again.
Throughout the entire state, and then beaches are closed as well.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
That's the thing is that people actually want to go to. Not that Alaska's not beautiful. I'm not saying that. It's just, you know, people want to go and relax in
Hawaii.
Right.
Right.
People are like, Alaska, well, I could skip that. Maybe we'll go another. Maybe we'll take a cruise up there once cruises are okay again. Is that going to happen?
You know, there are still people on cruises. There's one right now in the news where a bunch of people are sick and they're trying to dock in Florida.
Oh, and people are no, you can't dock here.
I think they are going to let them dock. I'll find the story and do it for you in the news.
All right. So anyway, that's what the Obamas are up to. I think it's funny. She's like, Barack is, I don't even know where Barack is. Yeah, of course not. I'm sure they have a place. I know. Oh my God! If it's that, I hope it's. I think it's Martha's Vineyard where they bought that. They rented the place over the summer, the Obamas, and it was just stunning. You know, one of those just huge manor homes with the sloping lawn down to the ocean and nothing but land. You can't see your neighbors. It's, you know, good for them. It's great. Kanye West is in the news. This has nothing to do with coronavirus. He is opening up about his fashion empire. I guess he's on the Wall Street Journal magazine's April issue. It came out Wednesday. And he makes some pretty bold statements about Yeezy's upcoming reboot and the label's widespread influence. Because as you know, it is hands down the most influential fashion house of all time, bar none. He says Yeezy's the McDonald's and the Apple of apparel. Well, and maybe he's not wrong. I don't know.
I've never worn it.
No.
But I have seen that his... did he do a line of shoes with Adidas?
Mm-hmm. I think it was Adidas. I'm one
correct.
Of the big shoemakers.
Adidas.
Those things sell out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, yeah,
they
instantly.
Sell out fast every time.
They sell out and then they resell for even more.
Right, so you can find them on eBay for, you know, $1,800 a pair or whatever it is. But I don't know what they go for right off the bat. Is are they $500, $400?
In my life, I don't need a leather jogging pant, but good for those people who do.
Yeah, leather jogging pants.
How many mother you done seen with a leather jogging pant?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Not that many.
Right, they don't work.
You know,
that's not,
right.
Those are not an option.
Yeah, okay.
Just seems like it'd be hard to clean. You know, how many times can you jog in those pants before they walk off on their own?
Yeah, I just sweated out my leather pants. Great.
Yeah. Well, I suppose now you got skinny legs. I don't know. So he loves Kanye West. He admires Steve Jobs. And he actually talked about his, I guess he used to work for Gap Inc. Like, I don't know if he was designing for them or whatever, but he loves.
You know what? Yes. In one of his rap songs, he talks about folding T-shirts at the Gap.
Oh, so like early on, he
in,
was just
in
an
one
employee.
Of his first albums, he talks about working at the Gap and folding T-shirts. It's well, one he, of his. Go on.
No, oh, well, like, it's that is one of the things he loves, the trajectory of the way Gap sort of fitted themselves into that. Like, they're when you want just sort of essentials and you need a couple T-shirts or a pair of jeans, you know, that's one of the easiest places to go. I know what my size is there, and you know that what do they call it, the essential tee or favorite tee? And I have, you know, God, my closet is loaded with Gap crap. I mean, it's not crap; it's fine. And I'm, you know. Totally fine.
Geez, Sarah, thanks for the plug.
Yeah, sorry, Gap. Listen, I'm there all the time. I, you know, when we go on that yearly, which I'm sure we're not doing this year because of everything, we have a chick trip that we take every year, and we hit up the, we go up to Napa and hit the outlets, and it is absolutely where I do all my shopping for the year. I buy 25 new pairs of underpants, a couple of bras, and, you know, a few jeans and T-shirts. Then I come home and clean out, you know, the stuff I'm going to donate or recycle out of my own closet. And I spend more time and more money in that Gap outlet than in any. Once I'm done with the Gap, I'm like, I don't need anything else. I just hang out with my friends and watch what they were going to buy. I'm like, oh, that's a fancy shirt. Boy, I wish I could just sport that. But I'm all set. I got my Gap bag. I got my four Gap bags. I'm all set.
Well, I will tell you that I have a similar my experience is shopping often. I've made that mistake where I went, you know what? I'm a grown up. I got a couple bucks. I'll buy myself something nice. And right. then I never wear it.
Yep.
So what's the point? I can get some American Apparel T-shirts and some, you know, the pants I want, the Levi denim I want, and I'm
think
good
you'll
to go.
Know, yeah, right. These are things you know you'll wear.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's it. I find myself just buying staples at, you know, an easy to get to retailer. And then if I have like a gig or some special occasion, somebody's wedding or something, I've been doing that lady at Nordstrom, that Pam chick. Pam is great. I call her up and, or I don't even call her. I just email her, go, hey, I'm coming in. You know what I like. And she
You're
does.
Doing Pam, huh?
Doing Pam.
All right.
Ding, ding, shame. She puts a whole, I'm telling you, anybody can do it. It's free. I mean, it's not free because you got to buy the clothes.
Right.
But it's, you know, and it's Nordstrom the whole time. But I go in and she's got 6, 7, 10 outfits all ready to go and all kinds of other stuff. And I just stand in there and you don't have to shop through. And you go, oh, this is the wrong size. She goes and brings you another one. It's great. I love it. God, I hate shopping so much. I just get sweaty when I do it. Like, ugh.
What?
Just everything about it. I hate trying on clothes. I hate looking for clothes. I can never tell if anything's going to look good on me when I'm holding it. I like, it looks like crap on this hanger.
I wonder, as you say that, what the percentage of women who are listening to that are that would agree, and the other percentage that would be like, it's one of the best, it's one of the joys of life.
Oh, people clearly enjoy it.
Is having the money to go decorate yourself in a store with all the different stuff on the shelves and then buy the thing that makes you look best.
Right. The retail therapy portion of the program. Yeah, I never got the retail therapy thing. I guess, you know, sometimes when I'm feeling bad, I'll go buy something on Amazon or something. I don't know. Well, that sweatshirt looks nice. I'll buy that. Woo, I feel better.
You know, speaking of getting sweaty and hot while you're shopping, when I went shopping the other day with my mask and gloves on,
yeah,
it was so hard to do because I already run hot in general. So I'm walking around in the aisles and there's people around. And I'm like,
yeah,
my gloves are starting to sweat out.
Your hands get so sticky and gross, and then you're like breathing into this mask. And I'm like, oh God, it smells. Is that my own breath? This is disgusting. I can't get out of here fast enough.
My mask makes my upper lip super sweaty.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's horrid. They say breathing moist air is good for you, though, so I guess you got that going
really?
For you. That's what they say. Those be good for you. It's good for your lungs.
Okay.
Moisturize. I don't know. Anyway, back to Kanye West. He says he is in a never-ending quest to create the perfect hoodie. He says, the hoodie is arguably, or something like that, the most important piece of apparel in the last decade.
One of the best videos of all time.
I'm wearing one right now. I love hoodies.
Yeah, look, hoodies are, I wouldn't even say the last decade. I mean, you know, hoodies have been around. Hoodies are great. You get cold, throw the hood on. It's fantastic.
You're right, though. It's not even close to new. They've been around forever.
Yeah. So he's saying it's become the most important thing then, maybe. He says, for him, the perfect sweatshirt is slightly cropped at the waist, heavy as a winter coat. He said it would come in a color like flax or dusty stone, and be at a price the public could afford. Which I don't know if he's checked his prices lately, but you got to save up for Yeezy stuff. It goes on to talk about, you know, what his future is. He did another season 8 runway show for Yeezy. He sent out last minute invites after 4 years after hosting his last show for Yeezy. And he says his plan originally, let's see here. His plan originally was to sell his Yeezys at affordable retailers like Costco. I like Costco as an idea. I like Walmart too. But he's done pop-up stores, so he's, you know, he'll do it wherever he can get the money for it, I guess.
I'm surprised that he, and I guess it's because his celebrity is big enough to be above his comments to TMZ that time. I'm surprised he hasn't faced way more backlash. And maybe it's also because it's clear there's some mental illness there.
I think that's got to be part of it. I've thought the same thing. People are getting canceled over nothing, Vinny. And he's, you know, here he is still able to, I guess maybe just not acknowledging it is the way to go.
I don't know, though, but he was in a news department when he talked about almost basically blaming black people for slavery.
Right. I think he called it a choice.
When you hear about slavery for 400 years, for 400 years, that sounds like a choice.
Right.
That's it.
That.
But it's true. Whenever he's ranting and raving, I'm always thinking, is this just him ranting and raving, or is this a breakdown? Am I watching another breakdown? Bill Cosby's lawyers want him released from jail amid the coronavirus pandemic. They're filing a motion to get him released from his Pennsylvania jail cell and put on house arrest amid the reports that at least one prison officer there at his facility has tested positive for COVID-19. He's 82. He's serving 3 to 10 years at this particular prison, and his attorneys are... Is he really only serving 3 to 10 years? Why did I think it was longer? So they're looking to file a petition to get him out of there. He has a 9,000-square-foot mansion in Elkins Park, Pennsylvania, where he'd been living under house arrest with his wife, Camille. I'm sure she's like, yeah, come on home. And they're basically saying that his lawyers are saying, we believe it's only a matter of time before he comes down with it. And at his age his
it'll
frailness.
It'll be the death of him is what
right,
they're saying.
Exactly. So... And actually, I was reading this morning, you probably have this in the news as well, that they're talking about releasing older, nonviolent prisoners in many states and in many places. And it does kind of make sense. That is, we're talking about a lot of people crowded into, you know, a small space. Send them all home to their 9,000-square-foot mansions in Elkins Park, Pennsylvania.
Right.
I know. Lucky.
I don't know how, you know, what's weird about that is I have a tendency, look, no one should, you know, what do they call a cruel and unusual punishment? Mm-hmm. You know, if you're sitting there, if you're a sitting duck for a disease, I guess that would rank. But when you talk about what these people have done to others to land themselves in jail, I understand there's, you know, selling a doobie weed. I don't see that as being a jailable crime, but there's enough crimes out there that have been done to people where I imagine those people, including Bill Cosby's victims, who would say, nah.
Yeah, he stays.
Nah, I don't care. You know what he did to me?
And he's got a place to go. I'm also a little concerned that there would be a lot of people, older people, released out into the general population who don't necessarily have a place where they can go and isolate themselves. Right. They, you know, I'm assuming their lease ended while they were in prison, or, you know, maybe their family won't take them. Like, where are these? So are they going to join the homeless population, which is a whole nother facet of this problem?
Yeah. Hey, right. I have a couple things. One, the text line is back. So that's
oh,
great.
Great.
You can text us now.
You can text us.
And we have Dr. Sonia on the line, ready to go from Elite MD.
Yeah, so here's the thing. As people are struggling to keep their businesses afloat and to do what they can to work from home, et cetera, we are going to do our part to support the people who've supported the show and the station and Entercom in general over the years. Right now on the line with us is Dr. Sonia from Elite MD. Dr. Sonia, are you there?
How do people get in touch with you with Elite MD? Is it through the website?
Yes, they can visit our website, and our phone number is on there, or they can certainly call 1-833-DR-SONIA, D-R-S-O-N-I-A, and they can also visit our social media stations as well and DM us, and we'll be sure to get back to them. And we also, you know, are doing our virtual consultations through our website and calling our office.
Yeah, because Vinny needs to, say that again.
Your name is your number. Did she just
That's
say that?
That's right. It is 1-833-DR-SONIA. And then if you say, we had to do it. These are all the ways to be creative.
That's right. Awesome. Exactly.
But here's the other great part is, you know, during this time of unity, you know, use promo code WEAREONE. It's part of our We Are One campaign. So our hearts are really pouring out to all of our medical colleagues and hospitals and frontline workers that are, you know, really in the front line of all of this. We're donating 100% of the virtual consultation fee as well as a portion of the proceeds from our website to support our hospitals and frontline health heroes who are risking their lives like every day for our own safety. So it's just one way to give back, and I think people can also feel good about taking care of themselves and also helping our community.
Yeah, Vinny was telling us about a little problem that he's been having earlier, so you might, now that you know the number, Vinny, maybe you can call Dr. Sonia a little later.
Dr. Sonia, what are the first three numbers of your phone number?
It is 833-DR-SONIA.
833-DR-SONIA.
It looks like we had a little bit of problems in the beginning of the interview where we couldn't hear Dr. Sonia. The listeners couldn't, at least.
Let me reintroduce her. Dr. Mm-hmm. Sonia is from Elite MD, local board certified dermatologist, lots of locations in the Bay and Southern California, and they are doing, or you are doing, along with your whole practice, virtual wellness appointments. And I missed the website, actually. Is it elitemd.com?
It's elitemdspa.com.
Elite MD what?
Spa.
Elitemdspa.com.
All right, perfect. And then 833-DR-SONIA. Thanks for being on today. Thank you for supporting us and the station and the cluster for so long. And we just wanted to do a little something to give back to you. So we appreciate it. And it's great that you're donating all proceeds from virtual consultations to health professionals. Dr. Sonia from Elite MD, everybody. Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah. Thanks, Vinny.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.